Welcome to the Asia Business Investor Podcast. Today we're off to Mumbai in India, where we're going to be speaking to Tushar Bhagat. Tushar is running a IT services and web design agency in Mumbai, and we're going to speak to him about what it is to be an entrepreneur in India and some of the challenges he's had in building up his business from scratch to be where it is today, which is as a web design agency servicing clients from around the world in developing websites and servicing a lot of entrepreneurs along the way. Hope you enjoy this interview. Hello, Tushar. Thanks for joining us in Asia Business Investor Podcast.
Hello, Nicholas. Thanks a lot for calling me on Asia Business Investor.
Could you start by telling us a bit more about yourself?
Sure. Basically, I'm running my own web development company known as G5 Web Services in Mumbai, and which is widely known as the commercial capital of India. And we opened since last April 2003. And I'm also consulting a couple of private limited firms here in India on their web presence, where my work includes research on the new technologies, study and guide them on a various social networking platform like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and making their websites and ultimately their the business to reach to multiple customers. So I'm just helping them out to do a lot of web marketing kind of thing.
Great. So how did you start working in IT?
My first encounter with the computers was when I was in 7th grade, and since then I always wanted to work with it. Like, I was really fascinated with what I have seen that time. And after completing my high school, I joined a professional diploma in computer engineering and then opted for a bachelor's degree in computer science. Since my college, I always wanted to start my own business, but I thought I'll start at around the age of 35 or something, so I'll have some good capital in hand. Mm-hmm. But while doing some freelancing, I got some good clients in the US and stuff. So basically, after that, it's just dragged me into the business because they like my work and they want me to work with them. That's why.
Okay. Could you tell us a bit more about G5?
G5 Web handles all web related work right now, and it starts from the designing of website, converting into the HTML CSS development. Then we do a lot of flash development, a lot logo designing, e-commerce, content management system, and all. We also do a bit of print media and all, and we do a lot of flash based application designing for the desktop and kiosk. Are generally available in malls and all. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of flash development, which is actually linked with the database. It actually comes in a different section altogether. We have special softwares for that. But actually, our premier customers, we do everything for our premier customers only, whatever we do, the flash development and all, because they actually feel more comfortable to work with us. But our main focus for this is a web, and we want to keep it same. We do a lot of open source platforms. We do work on a lot of open source platforms like Joomla, then Zencart, Reloaded, Drupal, etc. And it actually gives us an edge and helps us to expand our business in countries like Australia and European market, because most of these countries use a lot of open source technologies and all.
How did you start the business?
As I told you, I started my company in May 2003. Mm-hmm. And information technology was almost coming out of that dot-com crash we had in 2001. And there was very few projects at that time in the market, and people were thinking twice before investing in a web business. Actually, we never had any initial investor kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, I had some good contacts in Canada. If I can name, I would like to tell you, like, Kabir Narang, who runs actually a Web3 world in Canada. Mm-hmm. And Mukesh Patel, who runs a global computer system in the US. these are actually a good associates for me, and they help me to getting things set up as well, and they also help me to get a steady flow of clients. And till now, we have almost around, say, 70% of business which is coming in from Canada, mm-hmm. and other business from the rest of the world and Indian market. And actually, we started our business in a very small room, like most of the new companies do, and just with two colleagues. And now we actually have around two offices, then one office in Canada, and we have developers of around 20 developers and some designers and testers, in-house testers as well. So basically, we always believe in a steady growth while making sure that we can provide a good service to our customers. You can say we have around 60% of our business is by returning customers. So that actually proves like how we work on this thing. And initially, it was hard to work with the customers because I haven't had that much exposure to the foreign market. But after that, I figured out it's a lot easy to work with them because there is some time difference between US and Canada and India. So after, say, 6 to 8 months, we found that is actually good to us because due to time difference, they can submit whatever the work they have by the evening time or whatever the suggestions or comments they have by their evening, and they can get it ready by next morning. Mm-hmm. So this basically saves a lot of time for them. Like if they have it ready, whatever the changes, they have it ready by next day.
Yeah. So what types of customers do you have?
We have very different customers right now. Since we started in 2003, web standards are changed a lot. Like initially, everybody have only HTML site, and a bit of Flash and all these things. But now it's changed a lot, like with the web 2.0 and all. So currently we are focusing on five main things. One is development on open source platform, because they came way long from since they have started. So nowadays it's really easy to get the code, and you can easily customize it and use it as in your projects. Then we are focusing on integrating on this thing, integrating on sites with the various social networking engines, like a Facebook, Twitter and all. Then we provide web-related solution under this thing. We want to provide all the web-related stuff under one roof, so that there won't be means client don't have to figure out two, three different companies to work with. And we are developing some web-based business-oriented software like ERP and CRM and e-learning tools basically. Then we are doing a lot of web-based marketing and promotion. This to make sure that the customer service and the product reach to the people across the globe.
So what were the biggest challenges you faced along the way?
In some businesses, the biggest challenge is to acquire an adequate capital. For others, the biggest challenge will be establishing the customer base and name recognition. Others still skating on the required permits from the interested governments and all. But perhaps in my case, getting the skilled employees and retain them was the biggest challenge. Because in IT industry, it's all about knowledge. If you have a team which is well versed with the new technologies and with the big learning, good learning curve, then it's not that hard to sell through. So however, it's not just hiring these people, but the challenge is to retain them. We can easily go through the number of universities, then have some interviews and get a good team. But problem is to retain this company, because in India, there are a lot of big companies. They always keep looking for the fresh, knowledgeable graduates. And graduates are also looking for some working with the big companies. But they don't generally like to work for a long time with a small firm. But it was a challenge for me to make them feel comfortable to work with the small companies and give them new work every time to deal with. So it was a bit of this thing challenge for me. But through the experience, I learned how can I retain them.
Yeah. So where do you see the business in a few years' time?
I really feel the future is going to be a web. Like soon, all softwares will be turned into a web-based softwares, rather than they will be developed and installed on one particular machine. We have already seen the Microsoft and Google. They have come up with the online version of Office applications, right? And so I feel like market will change soon and people will be more dependable on the web-based software. We have also seen a number of hardware companies are coming with the netbooks kind of thing, where people will have only one tablet kind of machine and they will only have one browser and they can work through it. They can save their files on a website, they can open it, edit it, and all these things. So currently, our main focus to provide the end-to-end solution to our customers. So we are trying to associate with the different companies which are currently providing the service to support web. For example, SEO companies, then we have a couple of things, service providers, then there are some which are into data center business and online marketing. So basically, we plan to launch our own portal, which allows people to buy these different services on one single portal. Mm-hmm. And we also are developing some web-based software for the pharmaceuticals companies. And we are working on developing an e-learning solution right now. And all these services like web-based softwares and e-learning solution, we want to sell them on a software as a service basis. So this is currently coming up in India as well, and that will definitely help to gain more popularity on this thing. And basically, we want to create a different verticals for our business, to which will help us in which this will really help us in near future for the further growth.
Yeah. So, just for the listeners, what's your typical day like working in Mumbai?
Mumbai is like you should definitely land and see like how it is. It's a commercial hub of India, like and actually a very much busy place. And I have my office nearby my home, so I don't have to travel much. But I've seen many people who start daily rushing to their office on the town side and finishing their work till late night and all. Actually, my day starts with a little late because I have to handle all overseas inside night. So late sitting is must in the business, or better say in IT business is necessary. After checking my mails early morning, we have to distribute mails among all my colleagues. And these are generally the project leads which actually share all the mail information. And they make sure that whatever the client is looking for, they generally get a response for that. And whatever the deadlines or timelines, they'll receive that thing. And I spend a lot of my afternoon out of office meeting a new customers and sometimes for training the current customers on their and looking for their issues and all. I love to read a lot of articles and magazines about the new technologies or training my team. So if I'm in the office in the afternoon, I generally spend my time training. And in the evening, it usually goes into with overseas client communication, preparing quotation and explaining them how the system should work, and of course training as well. We have some in-house administrator and testers which generally checks all outgoing mails to make sure what the client expected is done. So I don't have to sit and test all the works my team does. My team is very much qualified in doing this thing, and this way it gives me a very much good amount of time, free time to interact with the new clients and go through the net to find out what the new technologies are coming up. So I pretty much like it's a very busy day for me.
Sounds very full. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
How has technology like Skype changed the way you do business?
Most of Indian customers like to talk over phone or meet personally because Skype is not yet that much popular in India. But it actually helps a lot when I deal with the customers overseas. It provides me much better quality than the conventional phone, and plus you can do a video call. Then it helps to actually you can share the screens too with some special plugins in Skype. So the customer feels more easy to interact with us. Like they can show their screen, they can show the diagrams and whatever. So it's really helps to build a relationship with the customers easily. And Skype also comes with some call recording facility. We use most of the call recording facility every time. So it actually helps us to summarize after conference, and like we know like what points we discuss with the client. I can give the same recording to my team. They understand exactly how I discussed with this thing.
Okay.
We're also planning to get a local number from Skype for US customers. So that my customers can directly call on their local line and I can answer them here in India.
Yeah.
And not just Skype, but apart from Skype, we also use YouGo, which is a desktop sharing tool. And I'll also recommend your listeners to use that one. And it's very easy and efficient to work with this thing. And I'm sure in future we'll have some more such tools which will help us to rub the physical boundaries between our customers and us. So, and this will definitely increase some efficiency.
Okay. So what do you think are the biggest challenges to doing business in India?
Initially, when I started my company, the biggest challenge was to retain the manpower, as I said. Everyone wanted to work with the established company, and I had a real hard time to do this. To retain the manpower, but then I learned the technique to do how can I retain or how can I improve the communication with these guys. So what I learned is it's not just the company size or the salary matters to the employees. Yes, that's the factor as well, but then there are some other things which will help you out in this problem. Second thing is India is a huge pool of talent, nearly around 5 to 6 lakhs engineering students passing every year. At the same time, there is a huge number of openings available to these guys. So your employees will always try to look for some good opportunities. So to come out of that, I always made sure that I hire a multi-talented people and always help them to learn new things. This way, actually, they found that they are learning new things every time and growing with the company, and thus actually a switchover rate I have seen after say 6 to 8 months, and I found that the switchover rate is drastically down that time when they are learning the new things and working on the new projects every time. Then other challenge with doing business in India is the government is India. Government in India is a bit slow in getting work done. So if your business needs some approval or paperwork from them, then make sure you are ready for the delays. Like it's really going to give you a problem. Otherwise, the pool of the young people and who are always ready to work hard for a low package, and it's always been a plus point to start business in India.
Yeah. So how would you describe the business environment in Mumbai today?
It's really hard to explain how the business environment in Mumbai in this actually a short interview. But if you definitely want to know, then you must visit Mumbai and see like how it's actually work. Once you land in the Mumbai, especially during the daytime, you will see lakhs of people rushing to their offices, to the cars, public transport, and they are coming from the suburbs and traveling for around say 1 to 2 hours to reach to their office. I must say that they work really hard throughout the day, and unlike other countries, they'll really like to work little late night if projects actually demands. Provided you give them a good salary and you deal with them nicely, and I must say these are really hard working people out here. Additionally, it's like if you are running an IT industry, you get a tax holidays in if you set up offices in Mumbai or say special economic zone. There are 7 to 8 special economic zones here in Mumbai to start your business, and the government will help you out if you are in IT actually.
Okay.
However, there was always a big room for improvement in terms of the infrastructure and the public transport in Mumbai. And government is doing their part, but when it comes to a government, as I said, it takes time to process, and it's a bit slower than rest of the countries. I really feel like it will take them around to 2020 to make Mumbai an international standard city. Work is actually started on this, like underground metros to start in next 3 years. New roads and bridges will be ready. Projects and new airport will be ready by 2020. So overall, it's the best time if somebody is looking to invest in Mumbai and start their own business. It really provides you a good business environment in Mumbai right now.
So what are some of the key growth areas at the moment for IT entrepreneurs in India?
There are several areas of the information technology that will experience a significant growth in the next several years. And it will make IT to be a great investment sector with a strong potential of returns. Looking to these areas will pinpoint some key technologies which will outperform in the market and make a great entrepreneur opportunities for the young generation, as I believe that IT gives a good success rate to the young entrepreneurs and somebody who is starts after say 50 or 55 age of year. So as they have an ability to, because young people, they have an ability to think differently, and their learning rate is, learning curve is quite good. So I'll say like software and web development will be a key growth area, because according to the survey by Infosys, which is an IT giant in India, software service segment is accounted for around 52 billion US dollars of exports in financial year 2008. So it's actually growing by around 28% over the previous year.
That's a lot, 28%, yeah.
And most of these analysts think that this sector will record more than 30% growth in 2010 to 2011. So I feel software and web-based software or web application development will be a key growth area right now. Another thing is like e-governance. Means implementation of e-governance is a top priority in India right now.
E-commerce.
Yeah. E-governance. Where actually they are computerization and networking of different department of the government. At headquarters, then the district level and the block level. Identification of key department application, creating of database, digitization of the public domain, information and availability of the department data on day-to-day basis. These are the parts actually government and some private organizations are working on right now. And I see a huge potential in this thing. And even Indian government has allotted an amount in 2009 budget for implementation of governance, and it's due to increase on year on year. So in next 5 years, I believe there will be a good amount of investment coming into this sector. Lastly, I feel like IT and BPO, IT BPO or IT enabled services sector, this area should book around say 33%. This area already booked around say 33% of growth in 2008 over 2007 financial year, and it reached up to 68 billion in 2008. I feel after this, once this recession ends, say in 2010 or something, then definitely this will reach around say 90 or 100 billion US dollars. So this is even a good area to work with.
Okay. So what are the three best pieces of advice you could provide to someone wanting to share the start their own business?
If you are young and you really want to start the business, then before you do anything, first make up your mind that you really want to do a business. Because if you're looking just the alternative to doing a job and you're looking a business in that sense, then I'll prefer you please think again, because it needs a lot more than doing a job. Business is not like a job, it's like a lifestyle to adopt. Like it will definitely change you from ground, your work timings, your way you talk to the people, and many things will change in you. So if you are looking for this thing, like internet job, business, not just, you have to be a business to do this. And if you feel like in job you have a one boss, make sure that in business you will definitely get around 10 bosses working with you. So it's really hard to get at this thing. So and if you made your mind, then you can definitely be successful in this thing. Second thing is, most of the young entrepreneurs start their business without setting up their early goals. They just want to get more work and make money. I would suggest that you should always keep at least a considerable target in terms of profit. And this way, actually, you will know not just the profit, you should have a target for your growth as well. And this way you will actually know like if you are on the right track or need some fine tuning to your business. Actually, I did the same mistake in my I then set up my goals in a business, and that actually created a lot of problem when it comes to growing more, like when I want to increase my team and all. So then I understand to set up a goal is a key thing in business. And if you want to start marketing or develop a new contacts, always look for the cheaper alternatives. If you start looking for one alternative nowadays, you can Google it out, and you will find there are hundreds of ways to doing the same thing, and for the cheaper, and it will be really cheap for you. Select one, you just go through it and you will definitely find many more alternatives. Just select one, whatever you think which is the best. And when it comes to marketing, you can get help of various social networking sites available out there. And it actually gives you a good way to introduce yourself to the world.
Very true.
Yeah. And third thing is always be innovative with your products whenever possible. But just don't overdo it, because sometimes clients' expectations are limited and they just want a workable solution rather than having a fancy one. So being innovative will help you to stand out from your competitors, and it will definitely help you in a long term. Then I'll suggest do a lot of social networking that will help you to learn from others' experience. And if you really want to start an IT company, you just keep looking for new technologies all the time, and try to ask. If you keep working on the same technology, no matter how much experience you have gained in IT, this will you will reach a dead end, because every time the technologies keep changing.
Yeah.
So learning new things is always important.
Finally, so our listeners can learn more about your firm, can you provide some links to your website?
Yeah, sure, definitely. You can visit our website, www.g5web.com, And you can also catch me on the Facebook. My Facebook account is Tushar Bhagat, and I have a company web page created on the Facebook, which is known as G5 Web Services. You can also visit our Canadian website, which is web3world.com. And yeah, I guess that's it. Like, these websites will give you the enough information about me.
Great. Thanks for your time, Tushar.
Yeah, thanks, Nicholas, for calling me on Asia Business Investor.
I hope you enjoyed that podcast. That's it for episode 20. Look forward to bringing you some future podcasts, which the next one hopefully is on something altogether a bit more glamorous, which is the fashion industry in Shanghai. So till then, it's goodbye from Nicholas Cameron from AsiaBusinessInvestor.com.